I sigh, looking out the window. It's raining hard, splashing onto the tin roof below. The sound, reverberating, sends shivers down my spine. I love the rain. I inhale deeply. The scent of grass mingled with my sex is intoxicating. I plunge my fingers inside. Draw them to my lips. Suck deeply. I wish someone was here to taste me. I'm so wet for you right now. My pussy throbs and feels empty. I glance at my dildo, but it's not enough. It's never enough. I need something real deep inside. What I need right now is you. The rain drives me crazy. Whenever it rains, my desperate need for a good, hard fuck drives out all of my rational thoughts. Nothing else will do. I'm so horny. So desperate. I need to be satisfied. My gaze is drawn outside by movement. And that's when I see you. I love to pleasure myself in full view of the street. And every now and again, someone like you gets a lucky break. A full-on gymnastic performance. But not today. Today I need something more than just the thoughts of our tongues dancing together furiously. Imagining your hands running the length of my body. Touching my breasts, tweaking my nipples until they're hard and throbbing. And I'm whimpering, begging for you to suck them deep into your hot, warm mouth. Longing to be flicked and licked and bitten. You're still staring when I look back at you, a bemused and desperate look on your face. I notice that your arms are not in the sleeves of your coat. They're buried deep inside it. Were you watching me? Were you stroking your cock right out there in the street, thinking about me? It's dark and empty, but that's still risky. My insides tighten with need. Were you close, baby? Did I stop too soon? Are you as needy as I am right now? Did I spoil it for you? I hate to think I've left you frustrated. I lean up on my elbow so you can see my full breasts and you smile. Your cheeks flush when you realise I've spotted you, but mine don't. I like to be watched. I like to be seen. I like to be needed. You go to leave, the movement causing your coat to part a little, and I see your cock, erect, beautiful. I wonder if it tastes as delicious as it looks. It steals my breath. I shake my head. I lick my lips. An unconscious reaction, but revealing everything I am thinking. You smile wide as you push your cock back in your boxes and do up your fly, beckoning me outside with your eyes and a flick of your head backwards. Do you want me to come out there? I mouth at you, gesturing with my hands, and you nod, a wry grin on your face. I sit up further so you can see the curve of my waist, my arse, and you rub your cock through your trousers. Is it aching? Does it want to fuck me? I think it does. I think I want it too. I get up on my knees, look down the street. It's empty, and the park opposite even more so. We'll have plenty of uninterrupted time, and my pussy is throbbing so hard it hurts right now. I nod in agreement and pull back from the window as I shut it. Are you excited? I know I am. I wonder about dressing, but it's pissing down and everything will be off again in a second. It hardly seems worth it. I grab my long red Mac and heels and I'm out the door before I have a chance to change my mind. This is crazy, but I can't pretend it's not what I want. You're waiting right at the entrance to my apartment block, soaked to the skin and looking fucking horny as hell. Your eyes filled with such hunger, they match mine in their intensity, filled with the kind of hunger that needs release. There's a flash of recognition as I pull you inside, just out of sight of the street. Parting my mac so you can see that I'm naked underneath. Your eyes grow huge and you snarl as you tip your head down and suck a nipple into your mouth. This is fucking crazy. But at this precise moment, I don't even care. Your tongue flicks hard against me and your teeth join it gently, grazing, teasing. The sound you make is deep, guttural. I think I might come just from that, but I clench my pussy tight. I want to hold out for you. You must feel me tense because your grin is wicked. You like that? You whisper, and I nod, a low moan emitting from my mouth when I part my lips to answer. But I don't have time. I feel your hands glide down my stomach, reaching down, down to that throbbing place between my legs that needs filling. My legs are trembling. I need you. I need whatever you want to put in me right fucking now. There's a tentative finger on my clit. I have trouble standing as you begin to rub gently at first in long, slow strokes, dipping just inside my pussy as you rub back and forth in a consistent rhythm. And, fuck me, you're good at that. I have to grab your shoulder as I feel your fingers inside. You gasp a little. Is it because I'm so wet for you? Your fingers slide in fluidly, curling inside to press against my G like they were made to fuck me like this. And as your palm finds its way to my clit, my legs buckle and you have to catch me with your free arm. My hands are in your hair, pulling hard as you leaning, graze your lips against mine. Your breath even faster than mine is right now. Your fingers feel so good. I wriggle against you, desperately fucking your hand, and you move your free hand to my arse cheeks and pull me into you, your fingers deep. Fuck, that's so fucking good. I mumble into your ear, my sounds more desperate. I want to hold out, but you're just too good and I'm way too horny. You're gonna make me come already. I bite the side of your neck and you just pull me into you tighter, fucking me even harder with your hand. Good girl, do it. Come for me. You growl and it tips me straight over the edge. I'm stifling a yell as I come so hard on your hand we almost topple over and you have to hold me up to stop me from falling. Our breath frantic, your sound started to carry an edge of desperation. Push me back against the wall, you get on your knees and lap me like a cat. Still on the come down, the feeling is so intense I let out a strangled sigh. It's too intense. I try to stop you, but you don't let me. Despite me pulling your hair, you bury your face in deeper. A deep groan of satisfaction as you lick me deep and hard. Do I taste good, baby? I'm clutching your hair and writhing around like a little bitch right now. And if I thought you were good with your fingers, fuck me. They have nothing on that slutty mouth of yours working like a pro. You really are devilishly good, but I want to taste you now. It seems only fair. I pull back your head forcefully. You look disappointed, but I pull you up and clamp my mouth on yours. Your lips and face still dripping with me. You taste so good. I kiss you like you're made of chocolate, all the while unzipping your fly and rubbing your cock through your boxes. Do you like the feel of my hands on you? Do you want me to release you? I bite your lips gently as I slide my hand inside your boxes. Your cock is warm and hard like rock. I cup your balls, squeeze gently before I take you out. You press your body forward, push yourself between my legs. Rub your cock against my clit, my soft, wet entrance coating you from tip to balls as you rub harder. Do you want me to taste us both? Your cock teases me as you grab the back of my neck and deliver a forceful kiss. I think you are starting to lose control. Your sounds are deeper, more urgent. Can you feel how tight and hot I'm going to be when you slide inside? How long can you hold out? I want you to fuck me, but I want to taste you first. All in good time. Now it's my turn to push you against the wall before you have time to protest. Unbuttoning your shirt, licking lazily down your neck and chest. You groan in protest at my lazy speed, but I cup your balls again in apology as I bite your nipple and watch your hands tense into fists. I lick and tease and bite harder this time. Enough teasing, you whisper, and I grin as I work my way down your stomach, sweeping my tongue back and forwards as I settle on my knees in front of you, your cock jutting hard from your body, already twitching in anticipation as I lick my lips to moisten them. Your whole body tenses, your knuckles white now as I take you in my mouth. Just the tip of your cock, looking you right in the eyes, licking the delicious precum already spilling from it, your proud head exposed, I lick in a deep, sweeping motion, just the head first, until your legs start to tremble, and you're gripping and releasing your hands, and your sounds are just vibrations in your throat. I lick the shaft now, reaching your balls and licking and sucking gently. You're getting louder. Are you forgetting where we are? I warn you with my eyes, glancing to the entrance way to number one, shaking my head slightly. You look confused for a moment before you understand and clamp your lips shut, but I can tell you're frustrated. Do you want me to hear your appreciation? I want to hear it more than anything. Still working the tip, I feel your urgent hands on the back of my neck. Am I teasing you too long? Are you desperate for my mouth and throat? You want me to suck you deep now? I don't resist as you pull me, so I take you in further. You're not forceful or rough, just needy. And I want to suck you deep just as much as you want me to, so I let you take control. You're big enough to gag me completely, but I relax and take you all in, my sounds obviously betraying my very full mouth, and I suck hard with everything I have in me. The look on your face as I do makes my juices drip. I move back and forth, slowly at first, and I know it's teasing, baby, but that slutty face and those noises, strangled, desperate, you are giving me, how can I resist? I want to edge you so close, so very close. Long, deep sucks, sweeping licks, wet lips, heavy breath. I pull back completely before taking you all the way in again. You grip my hair as you watch me, unconsciously arching your hips off the wall into me, as if fucking my mouth. I'd reach up, cup your balls, rake my nails over and massage them, and you look panic-stricken for a second, like you're about to explode down my throat. But you grab my head, keep me still, breathing hard, deep, to regain your composure, grinning. Did you like that, baby? I know you're close, but I can't resist my hand joining my mouth, concentrating my lips and tongue on your head with my hands on your balls and shaft, and your head tips back and your stomach tenses and your face, from what I can see, looks in bliss. I gag loudly as you thrust your hips hard, your cock straight down my throat, making my eyes water. I don't think you realised you were doing it, and you look down at me. Fuck me. That's so fucking... Oh, my God. You almost yell, growl loudly, and it does something wonderful to my insides. But I freeze as I hear the lock to number one click, and the door start to open. I stand swiftly, use my Mac to hide you as you fumble and push your cock back into your trousers and pull me to you in one swift movement. Ugh. Morning, Mrs. James, I offer as sweetly as I can through panting breath. She shuffles into the hallway. I look at you. We're both breathing hard, my lips almost brushing yours. There's a wicked smile as you reach out for me in safety between our closed coats and push one finger inside. My eyes must be huge and I have to bite my lips to stop any sound from escaping, but you don't stop. Reaching up with your other hand, you wipe a string of you from my lips with your thumb, pushing it inside for me to suck. I do. I want to fuck you so badly right now. Can you tell? I'm frustrated. She's getting a post. I don't have time for this shit. I need you now. I grab your hand and pull you out into the street. We're both giggling as we cross the road. You trying to hold up your jeans and keep your coat closed with one hand. And failing. And me trying to balance in these stupid heels where my legs are jelly after the orgasm you just delivered me. The park's empty aside from an old gent walking his dog. He doesn't look like he'd mind a show, but I don't think either of us want to get arrested today. So I pull you deeper into the park towards the trees. You don't resist. You stop, signalling to a small patch of trees, but I know a better spot. Not here. I close in, whisper. I reach the spot I was heading for, a slight opening within the thicket, but away from prying eyes. The rain is still pelting down. My hair is wet and my legs are too. You hesitate in the tree line. Are you scared right now? I want you to fuck me in the rain, I demand. No, you're not afraid. You look pretty game for anything right now. Glancing about, I'm nervous as I remove my Mac, standing in front of you completely naked. But no other idiots are going to be out here in this weather. I don't think we need to worry. You lick your lips. Do you know that you are? You cross the space between us and you're taking off your coat, removing your shirt and yanking down your jeans quicker than I could have done it. I thought I was horny, but your look is wild. I guess I left you a bit blue ball back there. Don't worry, you'll soon be satisfied. I go to kneel in front of you, but you shake your head. I'm confused. Don't you want me to suck you some more? You pull me into you and kiss me hard. I feel your cock against my stomach. Move my body so I give you some friction, and you're much louder out here. It turns me on until my whole body is shaking. One hand is hard in my hair as you kiss me, the other snaking down my back and slapping my ass hard before you grab me with both hands and ease me off the floor. I cling around your neck and use my thighs to grip around your body. You're strong. I feel the muscles of your forearms tight against me. I admire your confidence. Think we're going to have to lean against something eventually, but that doesn't stop you. You nudge against my clit, our bodies wet from the rain and desire. I feel ripples starting right from my pussy to my nipples. Your eyes question mine. Are you wondering if I'm still okay with this? Or are you just savoring that moment right before you push inside? I arch up, using one hand to position you just at the entrance, and you take your time as you slide in with a wide smile and an appreciative sound. I grip hard with my arms and tighten my grip with my thighs. You're slow, deliberate, the rhythm good, allowing me to work with you. We're both soaked, our kisses deep and hard, tasting the salt of each other's tongues mixed with the heady rain. Our bodies slip and slide, but we're laughing, and it only makes it more fun. That's so deep. I moan into your ear. You close your eyes with concentration as you work, slow, steady, gripping me tight around the arse, but you're losing control. Each thrust deeper, harder. It's getting too hard to hold me. We're too wet and slippery, and you must be getting tired. You stumble with me, still clamped to your cock, the angle of your movement driving your pelvis up against my clit. I let out a yell. It feels amazing. But it's too hard for us to move like this, and reluctantly, you signal for me to release your waist, which I do, and you let me down. You look so fucking adorable right now, a horny mess. I glance about quickly. A fallen tree looks just the right height. I move towards it, bend over slowly, a suggestive look on my face, an eyebrow raised. Moving so you have full view of my pussy. Come show me how much you want me. You're straight behind me and you tease me mercilessly with the tip of your cock, rubbing it against me, kissing my back and shoulders. Oh, please. Please.
Does it turn you on to hear me beg?
It must do, because you catch me by surprise when you ram in right up to the hilt with a fuck me so tight. Oh my fucking god. I gasp, and you're still muttering as you pull back and deliver me your whole length again. Does that feel good? You're pulling back on my hips, yanking me into you with each thrust. There's nothing slow and steady about you now. This is a seriously hard fucking. The bark of the tree scratches my skin and causes pain, and you must realise, because you reach around, grab my tits, pull my body back so you can continue to deliver hard and fast, and I clamp my pussy around your cock. The sound you make almost makes me come. You've dropped an octave, which is how I know you're close. You've lost control. I reach down, rub my clit as best I can, the seriously heart pounding you're delivering. Our sounds are guttural, unconscious, desperate, so desperate for that release. So very close. Now, I let out a cry, my head tipping back with force as I come hard on your cock, my legs buckling and my orgasm cascading through my whole body. Does it make you feel good to hear me yelling like that? To hear how good you made me feel, how hard you made me come? You're just on the very edge. I feel all your muscles harden before you shoot your load, your nails digging into my skin. I look back, watch your face, listen to the sounds you make. It's like perfection. How did it feel, baby? Was it good? Did you come hard? Your body's still shuddering with release as you pull back, wipe the rain from your face, a huge grin on that beautiful mouth as it leans back in and kisses me, lazy, long, deep. I'm barely able to stand, but I manage to struggle to my coat and put it on as you do the same. I feel the hot slick of you dripping down my thighs as we push back through the thicket towards the road. It makes me grin like the cat that got all the cream. We reach my door, and you kiss me before walking away, turning back slowly. You know, we'll get caught doing that one of these rainy days. I grin. Yeah. But it will be worth it.